XO Takeover.
Welcome back to XO Takeover, and today we are here with the amazing Georgia Rose. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being a part.
Thank you.
How are you?
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, how are you?
Oh my gosh, it cut out or something. I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm quite tired, I've just finished work.
Oh man, it's nighttime for you there, right?
Yeah, it is nearly midnight, but...
Oh my gosh, it's 5 p.m.
here, we've got the finale. Got to finish it off with a bang. Like I already said, thank you so much. I don't know if you've seen any of the past episodes that have been coming out.
I've seen a little bit here and there. Yeah. I've watched them.
What's your thoughts on the bits you've seen?
I love it. It's so cool. I love being able to hear people and, you know, their views on certain things and their favorite albums and songs and just like the theories for Hurry Up Tomorrow.
Do you think people are going to be excited to hear your full-on views? Because I know that a lot of people know you, but there's only so much you can say on social media. Do you think people will be excited for this episode?
Yeah, and I would say, like, for the past few years, I'm not too personal on social media. So this is definitely, like, out of my comfort zone. I've never done a podcast. Sometimes we'll just go live randomly, like at concerts, but I never really just sit down and talk. And like, I'm sure a lot of my followers and just EXO in general have never heard my voice. So like, you know, maybe this will be something, you know, new. Maybe like everyone could hear my views on Hurry Up Tomorrow now before it comes out. And then when it comes out, we'll do another one.
That would be good to do. But yeah, going to kick it off with some questions and then in traditional EXO style, ask you your top 5 songs and why. But I'd like to kick it off with, what does The Weeknd mean to you?
Wow, that's a crazy question. I mean, him, EXO, the music, the community, everything is just like, has been just my life for the past 10, 11 years, I believe. Yeah, so I mean, he means everything, you know. EXO means everything. I don't think I could have picked a better artist to love and follow around on their tour. And yeah, honestly, like that question that's such a hard question. But yeah.
A lot of like questions.
You
like
started
that.
It off with like a good one.
So it's probably gonna sound like the same question, but what does the EXO brand mean to you? Not just The Weeknd, EXO as a whole.
That's why, like, when people bring up The Weeknd, I just always think of it, like, EXO is so much more than just him. It's, like, his artists, you know, like, Nav, Cherry, Belly, like, absolutely love all of them and everything they do and everything they stand for. EXO itself is just such a great community, and I feel like it's so nice when we finally come together as, you know, one and just, like, I've met so many people that are EXO, and instantly it's just, like, all you need to do is start talking about what songs you like, the albums, era, and you just connect instantly. Not everyone can just do that. So it feels so special to just be able to, you know, have that connection with people. So EXO means the absolute world. Absolute world.
Have you met a lot of people that are EXO whilst you've been to the concerts and just been around? Like maybe you've just been at a shop and met someone EXO?
Yeah, so many. I mean, recently we were in Brazil, like most recent Brazil and Australia. I met so many people, so many amazing people, so kind, so loving. And yeah, it just like, it was the absolute best experience. I can't even explain it. Like that feeling when you meet someone that's like, oh, you're EXO too. Or like, you're just walking and they see you with like a shirt or whatever, and it's just like, oh, I love The Weeknd as well. Like it's such an unexplainable feeling.
When did you first start listening to The Weeknd, and when did you first see him live?
That's a good question. Okay, so it's like kind of a blur just because it was so long ago, but it was before Beauty Behind the Madness, around the time where it was like Drunken Love, maybe like a little bit before Low Life. I would just be watching music videos and I would see like, I think it was the Live For music video. And yeah, just like, it was around that time. So what was that, 2014?
Yeah, I think around then.
Yeah, so it's just crazy that now we're in 2024, we're gonna be going into 2025. That was around the time when I first like had seen him like popping up in music videos, the whole mood music thing, like before The Hills was even and Beauty Behind the Madness was announced, and I finally got to like hear that album when it came out, but I wasn't necessarily on like EXO Twitter or EXO like anything. I honestly don't even think I had followed him on social media yet. And I would, me and my mom would just listen to Beauty Behind the Madness, and it was just like so good. And I was like, yeah, love this guy. You know what I mean? And then finally, the first era that I was able to witness, like an album drop and like the award shows, was Starboy. And I remember one of my biggest regrets, I remember, was the car from, I believe, the music video was in LA. Like they had put it out there and was
They had
like,
a lightning bolt.
he had a Starboy pop up, and I remember seeing it, and I don't know why I didn't like have my mom take me, because at the time I was so young, 13, 14, maybe 14. But yeah, so that was that. And then what was the other question?
When did you first see him live?
When I first seen him live, that's right. So first concert was Starboy. So I did end up going to the Starboy show in LA, and then the one, I think it was like Oakland and North California. So I had went to leg one and leg two at the time, which is funny to say now, because I think at the time, like no one really like understood what the legs were. It's just leg one, leg two. And now we're in like leg four or five, probably
Yeah.
gonna be going on.
I think the first time I saw him was at the Starboy when he came to Europe and the UK, and the stage design was just mental. Like, looking back, not realizing like how crazy stages would become. Just then, the triangle at the top going like up and
Oh,
down,
it
like.
was so crazy. I just like that feeling of here, like seeing him live for the first time. Like I'm getting chills thinking about it, but there was like, it just felt so good. I remember I went to the concert alone. I was on the floor, but I was like rows back, and I just remember like being able to finesse my way and stand like up at the front. So like my first, like after seeing him front row that first time, I was like, I can't go, like, you can't go back after that. Like, I feel like that was my mindset. So now every time I've seen him, it's like, for the most part, has been front row, or I've tried to, you know, be front row, because yeah, that was the first experience. And ever since that, I was like, just so determined to just be right there. Even then, like, I got really good pictures and videos, even though the phone wasn't the best at the time. But
I think I
yeah,
had an
that
iPhone
was,
6.
Starboy tour was crazy.
In terms of stage designs of the ones you've seen, which one do you think's been the best?
Oh my gosh. I would say Coachella 2018 holds a special place in my heart, because like the head with like the hand, that, and being able to witness like MDM live for the first time, I would say that was my favorite like stage design for sure. But then again, just being in São Paulo, I loved like the church and all that too. So I've loved everyone. I love that it's different. Like a lot of artists, it's so easy to just make a stage and a runway, but
Yeah.
he wants to switch it up every time and really put on a show versus just like a concert.
Do you think
So
the 'cause he's doing Rose Bowl next month? And on the map, it looks like the stage is the entire bottom floor
or
section. Yeah.
like no GA, like no general admission, no floor
What
seats,
do you
just
think
like
the
all seats
stage?
and yes, big, super big stage.
What do
I
you think?
keep trying to picture it too, because I honestly don't know what to expect, but it's knowing him and his team and just how they do things, it's gonna be insane.
Do you think we'll get some more buildings?
My theory is that it's gonna be the House of Balloons. And if I'm right, like if he brings the House of Balloons to life, like I will record myself and I'll be crying.
Bit like what
That would be
Kanye West did.
amazing.
I think Kanye West did it with his childhood house, didn't it?
Exactly.
That would be.
Exactly. Just like that. I had thought of that when, you know, he did the church, and I was like, okay, this is new. But after seeing him post like that little House of Balloons statue figure thing the other day on his story, I'm like, Okay. And then he incorporated it in like the Hurry Up Tomorrow teaser videos when like he was little, and man, those videos are insane as well. So I guess we'll see.
Which song from Hurry Up Tomorrow are you most excited to hear? From the snippets we've heard, from live to the videos that you've just mentioned.
I would say, obviously, we don't necessarily know the titles, but if it's Fade to Black, I think that's probably one I'm looking forward to. Open Hearts was fire. Obviously, we don't have that one like fully yet. And I'm just interested to see how all these songs and snippets that we've been hearing, I'm interested to see how they like flow and transition. Because you already know this whole album is probably about to have like a lot of transitions. So I'm just looking forward to that and just listening to the album and hearing things we haven't heard, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's where that's from, and like then hearing a song we know. But yeah, honestly, all of them, but I would say for sure that like Fade to Black song.
You
Yeah,
mentioned,
what about you?
I'm excited to hear Take Me Back to LA, definitely.
Okay,
And
yeah.
the Hold Your Heart one, I think that's the fade to, I don't know if that's
Hold
the,
your heart,
yeah.
hold my heart, or hold your heart.
I think it's Hold, I don't know, it's,
One of those, but
yeah.
basically the one that we've had teased,
Yeah.
hearing it in like the teases for Hurry Up Tomorrow and those three videos, I think it was the second one.
Yeah.
The second one at the end when you start hearing the song and it's just like he totally perfected it. Like before it was very like muffled. It was obviously like a fast thing that he probably put together, but now I think we're gonna hear it and it's gonna be so beautiful.
Are you glad he's bringing that one on Hurry Up Tomorrow, or do you wish that we'd got it on After Hours?
I mean, I always think everything happens for a reason, and yeah, it probably would have fit into After Hours, but I think it's gonna be perfect for this album. And it's kind of like everyone in EXO knows, like, that was the song he teased like 5 years ago, and we finally have it. Like, it's such a good feeling to finally have that song that you've been waiting for. Because I feel like a lot of people gave up like on that song and maybe
Yeah.
like Take Me Back to LA and like songs like that. So definitely excited for it. I think it'll fit perfectly into this era.
Is there any other like unreleased songs that you wish Abel had released? There's one that I absolutely love called, what's it called now? Motionless. There was like a
Motionless.
Starboy demo. Danny Boy Styles October. That is a
That's
beautiful demo.
the funny thing is, maybe like around a little bit, maybe around 2018, so like around MZM, I started discovering like the older, I guess, like snippets and clips of like his music, unreleased music, and I downloaded everything. And I honestly don't wish any were released because I love them being like, secret, like maybe
Yeah.
just for EXO and like not for the world. But it's funny because now with TikTok, everyone's like, oh, remember this unreleased The Weeknd song? What was it? I forgot what song, but they'll just like, people will just post like songs from back then that were unreleased. And I'm just like, dang, but I can't think of any specifically. Do you remember any other ones? It's funny because sometimes they would have different names. Like people would just be naming them.
The demo for the Starboy song, I think it was called Ebony, that was a good one. But it was, you could kind of tell that it was just the lyrics for that demo got used on Low Life anyway,
That's right.
just on Starboy as well.
I remember that one, yeah.
The Kissland demos, the one with Lana Del Rey, the original One of Them Nights, they sounded amazing.
Yes.
When
Yeah. You just reminded me, or made me remember of when he did the Memento Mori episode and
Yeah.
he showed a lot of those songs. I was just like, oh my gosh. So love
And
all the Kissland like unreleased.
what happened to Memento Mori? Because I swear he said he's gonna keep releasing every week until the album came out. Then Dawn FM came out, and we've not heard anything since for Memento Mori. Do you think we'll get another one when Hurry Up Tomorrow comes out?
I'm gonna say I feel like it was maybe just like a phase that maybe he went into, and maybe it was like something with Apple, and it really was just like, let's just do this like it was like this, like a podcast, but obviously it was with music and he had different special guests. I thought it was so good. Like, I remember listening to literally every single one of them. And yeah, but I mean, I can't picture him bringing it back, but I'm gonna just say anything is possible. Like, literally anything is possible. So who knows? Maybe he will. I would love him to.
Yeah, I feel like we need at least one more before he finishes.
I do feel like it was in such an era where like podcasts and doing stuff like that was starting to be like popular, and it was just a quick way for him to interact with us, and it was just something for EXO. I feel like he really did that for EXO. I loved learning about his music taste. It like some of the songs you're like, really, Abel? Like, yeah. This is what you listen to? I loved it though. Like, it was so interesting. We heard music that maybe was like snippets from, like, he would use like the background in his songs or just like certain things. Yeah, I loved it.
Speaking of social media and, you know, about Memento Mori, how do you think Abel uses social media to interact with us, the fans, and with other people? Do you think he just uses it every day like we do, or just...
I mean, at the end of the day, everyone goes on their phone, and whether he posts or not, like, I know he sees everything. Twitter, I'm sure he reads everyone's, like, theories. I would too. Like, imagine you're an artist dropping a new album and you're putting up little hints on your story and you're like, I'm going to get them with this one. And then you go to Twitter and it's like, oh my gosh, da da da. And then people like connect things together. Like, right now everyone's connecting, the planets aligning and like, you know, just like everything aligning with the, and then he obviously loves like the moon and planets and just solar and everything. So it's just like, I'm sure he has so much fun just seeing that on social media. He doesn't obviously always interact with it, but I know that he sees it.
Next question I want to ask about, I think I've asked everyone on the podcast so far, and it is the idol.
What is that? Where'd you get that from?
I can't reveal my sources, but it is the DVD version.
Of like the whole season.
Yeah,
wow, that's cool.
But
love that.
What are your thoughts on it, not just on the idol but on Abel's acting as a whole?
Wow, that's a great question. First of all, I loved the idol. I don't care what anyone says, I thought it was great. I think all the actors were amazing. The storyline like really kept you like wanting to watch the next episode. I loved that he laid out, or that the episodes were, like, each week, or however it was at the time, because XO on that day, we would just all be, like, talking, and it's like, all right, like, it's going down, and at that time, too, he was very interactive on social media, especially on Twitter. I feel like he really loved seeing people, and was interested in seeing people, you know, he just wanted to know how people liked his acting, and different things like that. But overall, like I said, loved the show. I would have loved the second season.
It was on tour as well, weren't it, whilst The Idol was coming out. So it was The Idol coming out every week, new shows every week, and it was active on Twitter. It was like a crazy moment, as well as and new songs from the soundtrack. It was a crazy time to be EXO.
Well, it's like, everyone can agree, if we got anything from The Idol, it was the soundtrack and all the songs. I absolutely loved all those songs. Like, a lot of them went crazy on TikTok at the time too, and just like some of those songs are gonna and are breaking records right now for sure. What did you think of the show?
I liked it. I was a bit shocked at the twist at the end, and then like I rewatched and I was like, how did I not realise? I would love to see where it would have gone for season two. Like, thinking about it now, there's so many ways it could go. And I definitely want to know what happened on the deleted episode as well.
There was a lot of, like, misunderstood, and things kind of, like, just left. You know, it was just like, okay, I mean, it is what it is. If there's not another season, we got that one. I probably will rewatch it at some point.
And what's your expectations for the Hurry Up Tomorrow movie that we've got coming out?
Oh, I'm so excited. Have you seen the movie that it's supposedly inspired by?
I don't think
No?
I have. No. What
Oh, I
movie is
still
it?
forgot what it's called. But basically there's a another movie and it's supposed to be like recreating that movie, and it's a horror movie, so I think he loves horror, so I think he's gonna do an amazing job on it. I loved his acting in The Idol, and I feel like he is an actor, like as much as an artist. You
I
know, when
think.
you're on stage and you're performing, you're acting, you know, like that's what he does. So I look forward to this movie. Can't wait to watch it. It's supposed to be in theaters, right?
I believe
I
so,
believe.
yeah.
I think it'll be huge for him and just his career entirely. So.
Do you think it'll come out alongside the album, or do you think it'll come out a little while after?
So that's the funny thing. Like, at first, when he announced the date for Hurry Up Tomorrow, I was thinking, like, is he talking about the album or the movie? You know, when he first did. But the fact that he's having the Rose Bowl event, I'm pretty sure it's like he is dropping the album on the 24th. As far as the movie, honestly, I don't know. I don't think it's gonna come out the same day. Like, maybe it'll come out. Maybe a few weeks after.
I
I don't
imagine maybe the summer,
know.
quite a while after, I imagine.
But like 2025 for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I can't even picture the music in the movie. But I'm sure he's gonna incorporate a way to put two and two together.
I imagine it would be songs from the album. Could be wrong.
Yeah, no, but I'm excited, especially because it's a scary movie. I think it's gonna be really good.
We'll just have to wait and see. But
Yeah.
I want to get into a bit of nitty-gritty and deep questions now. So the first one being, how has the weekend impacted your life?
Oh, well, that's a crazy question. I would say he. Like him just as a person, or like the music as well, or
Both.
just everything.
All of it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't not talk about EXO when it comes to this question, because I always just think about like all the amazing people and friends and people that I've just met throughout this whole thing and being in EXO. Yeah, I would just say, like, I always get so speechless when it comes to this question, because it's just like this has been reality. Like, all of my friends, everyone I meet, people online, like everyone's just EXO. We all love Abel, and yeah, it's like I'm just speechless every time.
I feel like you definitely have like a big impact on the EXO community on social media,
Oh,
on Instagram and
thank
Twitter. You also get a lot of hate, and like from the past, there's been a lot of stuff. Why do you think you get that hate? Like,
Happens, I mean. You can't make everyone happy at the end of the day. And I really just like when I love something, I'm super passionate about it. And I mean, yeah, it happens. And I would hope, like, if people have ever thought a certain way, or like, you know, people are so quick to judge, and it's like you need to be careful, because you don't always know someone. Like, at the end of the day, not everyone online knows me personally. And yeah, I mean, also at the end of the day, I still love everyone that's EXO, regardless if you feel a certain way about me or think you know something, I still still love everyone, to be honest.
would you consider yourself the queen of EXO?
Oh my gosh, you're trying to. That's so funny. If in my honest opinion, I'm going to say that everyone who think like all of EXO is a queen or a king, if that makes sense. Like, if you think you're a queen or a king in EXO, like I think everyone is. I don't think of myself any more or less. I think all of EXO is equal. We all just love the same artists, and yeah, I mean, so I'm gonna have to say no, but I love the compliments, like all compliments. Stargirl, queen of EXO. But I think every, girl and guy are king and queen. of EXO?
I think Lana Del Rey or Ariana Grande is a better collaborator.
That's a hard question. I'm gonna say Ariana Grande for right now, just because I feel like their collaborations are obviously newer. It's been a minute since him and Lana Del Rey did anything, but I also do love their songs as well. But I'm gonna say Ariana Grande in that one.
Which song of theirs is your favorite that they've done together?
Probably Love Me Harder, the OG, yes.
Do you think we might get a surprise appearance by Ariana Grande on Hurry Up Tomorrow? Because I know that he's posted a bit about her on his story.
I don't know, but I keep picturing Hurry Up Tomorrow. Besides what we've gotten, I picture it not having features. Like, I can't picture anyone on it, to be honest.
But we've already got Playboi Carti and Anita.
Yeah, besides Playboi Carti and Anita, I don't know who else, like, could be on it. I haven't thought too much into that. What about you? Do you have anyone that you're hoping is on it?
I don't know. I would love I'd love a Childish Gambino collaboration.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I really wanted a Tyler the Creator and The Weeknd collaboration, and we got that with Dawn FM. So now the next one on my list is Childish Gambino and The Weeknd. But I don't think that's going to work with Gambino retiring now. So, but never say never.
No, exactly. Anything's possible. Maybe Daft Punk?
Yes. Or maybe...
If we're going to say we want anyone, like, yeah. Maybe that. Maybe he took them out of retirement. Who knows?
maybe we'll get a new French producer for this album. You know, we've had Daft Punk, Kavinsky, Gustafelstein. He does love his French DJ producers.
True, yeah.
This is like a deep question. With Hurry Up Tomorrow coming out, The Weeknd coming to an end, Monday's beginning soon. Is there...
I'm like, what do you mean? It's Friday. The weekend just started.
Is there an Abel Tesfaye without The Weeknd?
What was the question, sorry?
Is there an Abel Tesfaye without The Weeknd?
Is there an Abel Tesfaye without The Weeknd? Yes. But there's no Weeknd without Abel Tesfaye. It's the other way around.
But like, let's go back in time before House of Balloons, before The Noise, before all of that, before King Kane. Do you think if Abel didn't become The Weeknd, he would still find a different way to make it as big as he's made it?
Oh, wow. That's a crazy question. I honestly... Dang. You got me now. I was like, okay, I have it. I'm gonna have to say he would have, if he was so, you know, passionate about music and still did everything he did, he would have found a way to make it for sure. And I think he still would have honestly been the biggest artist in the world. Maybe not called The Weeknd, but maybe as himself. And maybe he asked himself that question, and that's why he wants to become just Abel Tesfaye and be more than The Weeknd, more than all the albums, more than what he did as The Weeknd, but now continue it with Abel Tesfaye and go into acting, coffee, still music, and directing, and just anything that he wants. Like, he can do it all.
Do you think he'll be able to achieve that? Do you think he'll be able to become just Abel Tesfaye? Or do you think he will always be known as The Weeknd? And, you know, no matter what he does, he will still be The Weeknd. Mm-hmm.
So it's hard, but I will say The Weeknd was a character that he portrayed for so long. And he probably feels like, obviously, it's time to put The Weeknd to rest and really be himself. I feel like maybe he got into a point where he was too much The Weeknd and forgot who he was as Abel Tesfaye, and was like, yeah, maybe The Weeknd would do this, but Abel Tesfaye wouldn't do this. You know what I mean? So maybe it's like he finally just wants to be himself. Like, I feel like everyone at some point wants to be their authentic true self. You can only be something for so long, and I feel like he'll still be able to thrive and do everything. I'm not saying that he's not going to be known as The Weeknd, because I could imagine, like, 10 years from now, people will still call him that, you know? I don't know how EXO is going to be, like, if we already all call him Abel, so maybe it won't be so hard. But I feel like maybe the thought of it, and just, like, you know, I think a lot of people are sad by him not wanting to be the weekend anymore, but I feel like it's with Hurry Up Tomorrow, it's like an amazing new and fresh start. And I just think we're going to be blown away, and it's going to be this album and just all of this is going to be everything he's ever wanted. So that's what I think of that.
That's a really good idea. That's, I feel like that's the best way to say that. I don't think you could have answered that question any better.
Because he's so amazing, I really don't, like, I don't see him not still, you know, just living his life and pursuing all the dreams he has. Because who knows, he might want to do things that we don't even know about. And him becoming Abel Tesfaye, he'll be able to do anything. His name will be on, like, you know, if he's directing a movie or if he's doing something, that he doesn't have to put The Weeknd. It'll be Abel Tesfaye, which we've seen him do with something. Sometimes, like, credits on songs will say Abel. So it's like, he already kind of started that transition. So, yeah.
So following on from that question, you know, there's not much left to say about what's to come for The Weeknd and Abel, because we don't know what's next to come. But for you, what's next for Georgia Rose?
That's a great question. So I guess with just everything and obviously not knowing directions of like where he's gonna go or EXO's gonna go, like I think EXO will always be here. But recently, as far as me, I've been super passionate about photography. And I've gotten so much into concert photography. Like with going to all these concerts, I've learned how to use a camera and record and like take amazing pictures. So I feel like as far as where my head's at, I've just been loving just like being behind the camera as far as that. Like this picture right here is just right now my favorite thing. So I would say, if you're wondering about, like, me as far as that, concert photography, obviously, like, EXO, what, sorry?
We keep doing the EXO merch.
I will forever do it as long as I can. Yeah, I have so many ideas. Little backstory, I've been doing it for 5 years now. Started super small, just on Etsy, because I was making stickers for myself. Everything I've ever made, I've wanted it because... Or I've made it because I've wanted it. So I had made stickers and keychains and people were like, oh, you should sell those. Or I'd make like paintings and just different things. And so from there I did. Yeah, now we're here today. I love what I do. And I have so many more product ideas. Like just because, you know, he's not going to be The Weeknd doesn't mean, you know, I'm not going to keep making EXO things, so.
I do have one question, actually. Wait, I need to get someone first, though.
What do you have?
You recently collaborated with EXO.
Shout out to EXO Sculptures.
Yeah. How did this collaboration happen?
So, well, going back 2 years ago, well, actually almost 3 years ago, I met my boyfriend from EXO Twitter. Fun fact, his name is Abel. So everyone always asked, like, his name's actually Abel? Yes, his name is Abel. And we met because of EXO Twitter and EXO group chat. And he is such an amazing person and was just giving me all these ideas for the website that I had at the time. And somehow, like, we met. We were long distance for a little bit. And he's helped me with all these products and just bringing them to life. Like, I would have so many ideas. And I couldn't always think of how I would bring it to life. And he's just helped me with that. But as far as EXO Sculptures, we had reached out, or he had reached out to him and was like, can we work on something? Can we do a collab? Because he's based in Greece and we're in the U.S. But the people in the U.S. want his stuff. And it's like, we just found that way to have a really good connection and be able to do these drops with him. And so he sends us stuff in bulk and then we ship it from over here. And that way it saves everyone on that shipping, because shipping from Greece to the U.S. could be, I don't know, $30, $40. And
I can't say I can relate, because I'm in the U.K. It probably would have
been...
Well,
yeah, you bought it from... You know,
it would have been better for me to get it from him.
When you really want something, you'll pay whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, like, our goal with him really was to just get these people these statues, because like he's amazing, and I have a bunch right here that I could show you. Obviously this is the most recent one, Sao Paulo. Let me see if I could show you something. Let me see. I'm like, I don't know what I can show and what I can't, but
well, have you got some like unreleased stuff that he's working on still?
We do. We had dropped this House of Balloons, but this is the big version that we have. So this was amazing. And we have so much more coming with him. Like, as much as I think about ideas and things I want to drop, exosculptures, like, he's always working. Like, he always has something to work on. And yeah, we absolutely love working with him.
When's the...
How do you like the mask?
I do. It came just in time for Halloween.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
I was very happy about.
We're super big on trying to get everything out as soon as possible. As soon as we get stock, like, we're shipping. I'll be up late. I don't care. Like, I love getting people their stuff as soon as possible.
Yeah. Which of the three masks do you prefer the most?
Oh, like two. For sure. I think... Which I have that one too. Well, we have these little ones, but yeah, I think this was so iconic. During that time, I just loved silver. So like him doing that, it was insane.
I'm surprised you didn't do a leg four mask. Was it leg four, the robot one?
That was, I think he's working on stuff for that. But it's crazy because that, first of all, it would have to be included with, like, lights, which I think he did do one, but we haven't dropped anything, like, three? No. Yeah. Like, three or four.
North American one, so I think that's, like, four. No, like, three.
No, yeah, like, three. It was very short.
Yeah.
Very short, the robot one. That was such, like... a little era, and I wish I could have witnessed that, like the Mexico shows looked insane. I really wish I would have went, but honestly we thought so for the original Australia shows, I thought that that's what he was going to do, and yeah. I think it honestly probably was what he had in mind, to continue with that like robot vibe, you know. But
I feel like he should have. I feel like the Sao Paulo should have been a one-off. That stage mm-hmm. was a one-off. And then brought the robot back or something.
Yeah, then, I don't know, maybe he didn't want to. Like, maybe it was kind of like, since he missed that chance to do it in Australia, and then a year later, right now, he's been trying to push just, like, hurry up tomorrow, he probably couldn't feel like he could go back onto that.
Do you feel like the next tour we get, do you feel the stage will be different again? Or do you feel like it'll be the same as Australia?
I must say that the next tour, the stage will consist of something maybe at the Rose Bowl. Like, maybe he'll have something new, and then we'll be like, oh, okay, that's that. And then at the tour, maybe that same thing or design will be there. But I definitely think he would do something different. Like, I don't picture him... I don't picture him still doing the church for a whole nother tour, but who knows? They have it built, so it's like they might use it to their most that they can.
the question on my mind is, where is all this stuff gone?
Where do they keep
all
the stuff? That's a great question.
It's just like in a storage unit somewhere.
In his
just
house.
A giant his robot. Just got it all built out.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I really hope for House of Balloons, like, a big House of Balloons. Like, the stage is so big, which I just thought of another idea. If he somehow incorporated all the eras into it, that would be crazy. Or if this upcoming tour would be an eras type of tour.
I don't know how you'd fit all of that onto one stage and not have it look messy, though.
Yeah. It would look all over the place.
Unless the floor of the stage is a massive screen.
Okay. That would be crazy. But he's gonna have to be like running around. Unless he's like riding something. Like for a little bit, he's riding like the Starboy car, and then he crashes, and then it turns into like the Hills music video, and just like going in and out of airs. That'd be crazy. I don't know, I feel like every EXO would love to just hear things we haven't heard, like older music, older eras.
Do you think we'll get older music, or do you think it's just going to consist of this new trilogy?
I must say, for the Rose Bowl, the new trilogy, for the tour, I think everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you have any ideas of where he'll start the tour? Because I
Imagine
kind of.
it'll definitely start in America, and then hopefully he'll come over to Europe, and then he'll probably go back to America, and then North America, then Australia, then Asia, which he hasn't done Asia in ages.
So that's my theory, and what I was gonna say is like I've been waiting for Japan and just Asia itself, because on the original like OG flyer after our Sold On tour, it was North America, South America, Europe, Australia, Asia, Africa. I believe that was what it was, and I feel like they're waiting over there for him. So.
Was it 2018, 2017? He last went over there.
2018. It was like a little like MDM Asia tour.
Yeah.
They got to hear some Kissland songs. Just know if he goes to Asia, I'm going 100%. Like that would be such, I don't know why. I mean, I was younger back then, but I did hear of some people that went and they've shown me videos, and it was just like, yeah, like adaptation, just like all the Kissland songs you'd want to hear. So I don't know if he'll do it again, but we'll see.
I imagine he'll do it at least one more time.
Yeah. Also, that's a dream like place to visit for sure.
Definitely, yeah. I'd love to go to like Japan. I'd love to go
Me.
to America, to be fair. That's still on me places to go. But yeah, I think in terms of questions, that is it. I can't think of any more questions. Do you want to
I
go
was gonna
first?
ask you, would you come to the US for the tour?
Definitely. I'm planning on coming to America next year. I was gonna try
Okay,
and come.
well, we will meet during the tour then.
I was
Yeah.
gonna try and come for the Rose Bowl, but I just wasn't lucky enough getting tickets.
It was very like short notice. So I would say wait till the tour.
Yeah,
I think it'll be so much more worth it. And you might be able to fit in more than one show.
yeah, I'll definitely. When I come, I'm gonna be there for a while. I know that EXO Boys wants to link up, and a few other people have texted me like, "When you come in? When you come in?" So I'm gonna make it my mission to come to America next year.
Nice. So were you like off and on social media in EXO, or like when, how did you restart this, the podcast?
Yeah,
We're at
so
the finale, so might as well talk about,
yeah.
why we're here.
Well, 5 years ago, just before After Hours came out, I think it might have been just after MDM, and we had no idea of After Hours. Me and my friend Aaron, shout out Weekendaroo, I don't even know if he's socially active anymore. I decided I need help, that we just ask people questions and make like a podcast, like Memento Mori, but we'd ask the fans questions about the weekend. And it went really, really big. And then it kind of just started to die off because I wasn't keeping up that pace and momentum with it. And then it just stopped. So then I got rid of my EXO account, changed it into a different account. And then I think it was September this year, I got really, really drunk, rang up Aaron, and I was like, "Let's bring EXO Takeover back. It's been 5 years." And he was like, "Yeah, I'm down." He wasn't down. He didn't help. So I was
Yeah.
like, right, I'm sure it's still got some meaning out there. I will try and see if I can get people to be a part of it. And it's gone better than I could have imagined, to be fair.
Oh, that's so awesome.
like
that's great.
the fact that we've had people like yourself, the King Kend, After FM, EXO Boys. Like, if I still doing this 5 years ago, I would not have probably had like yourself or other people on it. I was lucky enough to have Dylan Jackson on it. Like, that was the peak. I was like, yes. But yeah, I'm glad I brought it back, to be fair. I feel like the weekend's coming to an end, so we may as well get everyone.
Might as well do it while you still can and just, you know, get everyone, ask people questions. I bet there's so many people that would love to be on this, and I know you'll have so many more amazing episodes and seasons.
We'll have to see if people definitely want a season two, and we'll probably start recording that around January, maybe, if that's what the people want. I feel like the issues, the problem's going to be trying to keep up the hype in between then. So from like the Sunday this comes out till then is like, what, a month or something? There's like,
what's stopping you from just continuing it every Sunday? Is it that you're busy, or is it more just like you have this picture of it being...
I think I need to prepare some more questions first and foremost.
Okay.
And then I need to find the people and find the time to record it. Because not including this episode, all of the other ones were recorded like a month in advance.
Oh, wait, really? Oh, wow.
Like, you can kind of tell as well when looking back. So, like, I think in one of them, we're talking about our expectations of Sao Paulo. And Sao Paulo had come out like a few days before the episode had dropped.
Okay.
But I do,
so this
kinda,
is cool. So this is in real time.
Yeah, I do kind of like that we've done it so close to the release, because there's so much has happened. So we're in sync with reality.
Exactly. Yes. Love it. I love the whole idea.
I do have to ask, what is your favourite weekend album? Before we get into your top five, what's your favourite weekend album and why? I feel like I already asked this.
No, you didn't. Oh, sorry. What did you say?
I said, I feel like I've already asked it, but what is your favourite weekend album and why?
I would say Kissland has a special place in my heart forever. So I'm going to have to say favorite's Kissland. Why? Because I found it I discovered it when I needed to, when I really got into just like listening to it. Probably it was just, you know, going through a lot, and it was like Kissland was there. That was the place where I could, you know, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., just like lay down and just like have my headphones on, and it's just like tears in the rain while it's raining outside with the window open here. Like, it was a whole vibe.
That is literally what's happening outside now. Windows open, it's raining.
It was just such a vibe. So, yeah, I would say Kissland has a special place in my heart. It meant the absolute world when, you know, he sang it on tour.
Okay.
It was ruined for me. Like, I knew he was going to perform it. Because during leg one, like, before SoFi, I did not want to know the set list. I'm like, this is my first time seeing him since 2018. I don't want to know the set list. But then people on Twitter, I saw them talking about Kissland. I'm like, okay, I expect it now. But it's still, I didn't know when it was coming. So for it to just, like, him start singing it, I was like, and looking at the city and Oxy and, like, you know, the whole theme, it just was crazy.
We didn't have the luxury of a screen behind the buildings.
Really?
Yeah, there wasn't a screen for the European leg, which I was a bit annoyed about, but at the same time, it was like...
It was outside?
It was summer, so you wouldn't have seen much anyway.
Oh, okay.
But we got the statue.
Yes. I would have loved to see the statue. I never got to see Soriyama. It's okay.
So I'd like to do a quick segment. Seeing as Kissland, you said, is your favourite, we're going to do a quick segment of This or That. So I'm going to say two songs, you've got to pick one. So we're going to start off with Professional or Wanderlust.
Professional, that's easy.
Patient or Tears in the Rain.
Tears in the Rain.
Okay. Kissland or, what's it called now? Love in the Sky.
Oh, man. Love in the Sky.
Okay.
Love that one.
Belong to the World or Live For.
Wait, what did you say, sorry?
Live For or Belong to the World.
Belong to the World.
Okay. Belong to the World or Tears in the Rain?
Tears in the Rain.
Okay. I can't remember. Is there any other songs on it?
Odd Luck.
Tears in the Rain or Pretty?
Pretty.
Pretty or Odd Luck?
Pretty.
Okay. Is Pretty like the top one for Kissland?
Pretty's in my top three. I would say top three would be Pretty, Love in the Sky, and Tears in the Rain. But like The Town and Adaptation, it's so hard. It's so hard. Yeah. I love perfect album, 10 out of 10. So good.
The Kissland album or the After Hours album?
Oh, that's hard. Because I love After Hours. The thing is, when talking about albums, when you're referring to the album and the era, it's hard because After Hours was such an era. Like, I wasn't there during the Kissland era. So I have an attachment to After Hours because, you know, that was during COVID and, like, you know, that was when we needed him the most.
Do you feel like...
I'm going to still say Kissland, though.
Do you feel like After Hours was more of a breakthrough album for him or Beauty Behind the Madness?
Define what you mean by that.
So with After Hours, Blinding Lights has become one of the biggest songs of all time on Spotify, breaking records still to this day. Beauty Behind the Madness, we had his rise to fame with Can't Feel My Face, The Hills becoming an amazing track. I think it was his first to become Diamond. But then we've got After Hours, which also broke records, increased his rise to fame as well.
I'm going to say After Hours just because everyone and their mom and their grandma and their great-grandma knew Blinding Lights and was listening to it. Like, it was everywhere you'd go. TikTok, all on social media, any store you would walk into. So I'm going to say After Hours, but of course, he couldn't have that without Beauty Behind the Madness. So they kind of go hand in hand, I feel like. But I would say his two biggest. But then again, it's like, Starboy was such a hit too,
and still is.
Every song was amazing on Starboy, and yeah, so that's hard.
Yeah,
I just feel like he couldn't have After Hours without the albums prior. We wouldn't have this new trilogy without the old trilogy.
Do you not think we could have got Beauty Behind the Madness after Hours? So say...
Or you're saying you don't think?
No, do you think? So like, say we got Kissland, After Hours, Starboy, MDM, Beauty Behind the Madness.
That's interesting. I would say, I don't know. Like, do you picture Often and Or Nah being like a new song in this day and age?
I don't think about it like that, actually, to be fair.
It could have happened. As far as what was popular at the time, who knows? Because let's say he did drop After Hours before, maybe that Blinding Light sound wasn't it. Maybe people wouldn't have liked it. You know, people's ears change over time and like different eras, different sounds. Who knows?
Not us.
Yeah.
I honestly cannot think of any more questions. So I think it's time to take it over to you and let the people watching, the people listening know what Georgia Rose's top five songs of all time by The Weeknd are and why.
Oh man, top five. Okay. I'm gonna start with Coming Down. Pretty. This is hard. Coming Down, Pretty, In the Night, After Hours, the song, and I'm over here naming a song from each album. Let's do Ordinary Life.
Ooh, that's a good shout. But why?
Oh, different range. Why for each song or just why in general?
Either way.
Well, I named a song from like five songs from different albums just because like those were my favorites from each one. I feel like I thought of all of those right now because they're probably maybe my most played from him and just my go-to. Yeah, but I honestly love every song. Like, I don't think there's a song that I don't like.
There is.
What about you? What's your top five?
At the minute, at number one of those nights.
I didn't even think of features. Nice.
House of Balloons, Glass Table Girls, obviously.
Yes.
Take My Breath. Best, the extended one.
Extended version.
All I know.
Perfect.
Montreal.
Montreal, beautiful. That's one of my favorites. Favorite from Echoes of Silence, for sure.
The transition from Montreal to Outside to EXO is just...
Yes, yes, I agree.
But that's my top five for now. It'll probably change. But,
awesome. I'm sure it would change, like, all the time for me, for sure. Off top.
What was your top five Spotify rap?
Artists?
Songs.
Yeah. Let me see. I don't have Spotify. I have Apple Music.
Ah, boo.
So this is the thing that's not fair. I listen to YouTube a lot. Like, I'll just throw on like music videos or just like videos that people post, slow and reverb or like Mike Dean mixes. So I feel like when I listen to Able, it wasn't recorded on here. As far as, so you said songs or artists?
Songs.
Songs. Okay. I'm about to be exposed right now, but I'll show you, or I'll tell you. I totally loved Vultures 1, so this is my top five. And they don't even have that many plays. Like, I honestly don't use, like, Apple Music too much, so. But just know next year, it will be all, it's going to be all Hurry Up Tomorrow, guaranteed. Hurry Up Tomorrow, and if Travis Scott drops an album,
he's meant to drop just before Coachella, isn't it?
That would be awesome. That's a whole nother thing. Like, what do you think of the Coachella lineup?
I don't like it. I don't.
I don't think I'm gonna go unless an opportunity came up. But besides that, it's not. I didn't really care for any of the artists.
I would have gone for Travis Scott. But Travis Scott's coming to the UK anyway, so I may as well go and see him.
Yeah. Is MTV going there?
August or July.
Is that for a festival or what was that?
Yeah, for Leeds and Reading.
Nice, nice, yeah. Might as well. Coachella this year? No. Maybe the year after will be better. I love Coachella itself.
I hope The Weeknd does it next year.
That would be amazing. I think if he's going to do it one more time, it'll be... the year after, 2026.
But I feel like this is a long episode that I think people are going to enjoy, actually. Season finale, we may as well.
It was a chill vibe, for sure. So if you're still here, thank you so much. Shout out EXO.
That is it for this episode and for season one. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'd just like to say real quick, a big shout out to everyone who's watched, supported, been a guest. And yeah, we hope to see you soon. Once again, thank you so much, Georgia Rose. Is there anything you'd like to say to the people watching and listening before we finish?
Oh, Hurry Up Tomorrow. And we'll see you at the Rose Bowl, everyone that's going. It's going to be great. Shout out EXO.
We'll see you very soon, hopefully, for season two.
Yes.